There we go.
What are you doing?
There you go. Alright, let me go pull up. Pull up here.
Alexa, how many days until Christmas?
Go back.
No. Can you hear me?
Huh? Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep. Alright.
You just broke. You just... There you go.
Hey. I mean, the invention and Odyssey thing. What's your question?
Okay, so if you go into one of the folders, like go into the first one. Go into the Black Art series.
Okay. I'm in there.
Okay, so what's the first thing?
Zero-one-nine recollections. Zero-one-nine recollections is the first one.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out something. So
what?
So theoretically, I'm downloading this to give to Joseph, right?
Right.
So if Joseph goes into the folder, right? Mm-hmm. And does intro and exit files for each file. And then, how would he name it? So would it be 001 and vice versa?
001, 002, 003, 004, yeah.
Okay.
And you have to go in there and rename it each. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm gonna try something. I wanna.
So wait, you're gonna have him do a sleep machine for you or something?
No, I'm gonna give it to Adriano. Somehow. Some way.
What do you mean somehow, some way? What do you mean?
I'm gonna give it to Adriano. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give it to Adriano.
See, what I did with the Chronicles of Narnia, I didn't do 001, I just did 01, but in his case, he's going to have to do 001, otherwise it's going to...
Right, alright, so... Alright, so you can go back. I'm going to go talk to Joseph, tell him what I'm doing. And, yeah.
So, you're going to give... Wait, so why do you want to give it to... You want to give it to Adriano for what?
Challenge? No, I'm testing the merging thing. I'm testing his copy of Total Audio MP3 Converter.
Oh, you think his copy might be broken?
Yeah.
You think he may have an older version?
Yeah.
Well, he may have the same version I do. I don't know, but...
Yeah, alright. I'm going to,
Version 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk...
So your friend's going to...
My friend's picking me up at 5:30. My friend's picking me up at 5:30. I'm not sure what time I'm going to be home. I'll probably end up staying till, like, I'm gonna tell Garrison that I would like to be home by 9:45, if possible. But I also would like to talk with some people afterwards. So, I'm gonna see how that goes. If I can talk to everybody I want to talk to before, if I get to talk to everyone before, I'm gonna come home early and probably go to bed at like 8 o'clock if I can.
Why 8 o'clock?
Because I have to be up at 6:30 tomorrow again.
Why? The heck?
Because I have to do something at 6:30. Which I'm gonna make my life easier.
You going somewhere?
No, I'm gonna make my life easier tomorrow. And I'm gonna do something. So I will,
So your friend's not gonna take you home. Garrison's taking you home, I guess.
Right.
At the church.
Right.
Because your friend goes home early.
Right.
Oh, she doesn't stay at church, she just drops you off?
Right.
She don't stay at church, okay.
No, she does. She does, but she's not staying with the service.
Oh, okay.
We're only going to Friendsgiving.
Oh, you're only going for the friend. She's only going for the Friendsgiving. Okay.
Yeah, we're not going for service, but I'm gonna talk to Garrison and be like, "Look, I want to be home no later than 9:30 tonight. If that is a problem, Erin Haas is leaving at 7:30. She said because she has some stuff to do. So." I'll just go back with her if that's a problem. I know you want to talk to some people. I do too. But if we could talk to them and get out of here by 9:15, 9:30 to get me home by 9:45, that's perfect. And go to bed, wake up at 6:30, go over to the door.
Where are you going? Are you going anywhere at 6:30, or are you?
No, I have to be at my apartment. I have to be at my apartment door at 6:30 for something, and then I'm gonna go back to sleep until 7:55, and then wake up and
go back to sleep at 7:55.
No, go back to sleep until 7:55, and then wake up.
Mm-hmm.
My home health day is coming. 9:30.
At 9.
9:30 comes around. My occupational therapist is coming for a last fucking visit, thank fucking God. Then at 12:15, my physical therapist is coming. And then I have a 3 o'clock appointment with the chiropractor, and then tomorrow night I'm planning on doing nothing but crashing on my bed and relaxing.
Who's taking you to the chiropractor tomorrow?
My CPS. I'm hoping my walker is stable enough. I don't like it because it has a mesh seat. So I'm gonna see the physical therapist. Mesh.
Oh.
I don't think mesh is good because it has too many holes. So I don't know. I'm gonna.
Oh, so you're getting the walker tomorrow? You're getting the new walker tomorrow?
I have it right now. I'm not using it until the therapist comes. You know what? We're gonna restart you right now.
Oh, is that the one that your mom? Is that when your mom ordered?
Go. Shut the fuck up about updates.
What's wrong? Huh?
Fucking computer wants to update.
Is that the one that your mom ordered? The mesh one?
No, she got it from a thrift store.
Okay.
Dude, it's fucking fucked up. But yeah.
You're gonna see what you're gonna see if your physical therapist approves it.
Yeah.
Or approves.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think it's safe.
And if she doesn't,
I don't think it's safe. I tried walking with it, and I don't think it's safe.
Is it wobbly?
I feel more... Okay, listen to me. I know this is going to sound... Shut up. Thank you.
Anyway, go ahead.
I feel more independent with the wheelchair. I'm not gonna lie. I feel more independent with the wheelchair. I'm not gonna lie. Because I know my surroundings better. Because I can feel out in front of me if something's there.
But the walker is kind of wobbly.
Right.
Wobble.
Right. Now, I know they want me walking, but look, whatever is safer for me is whatever I need to use. So...
But here's the thing, you don't want to get to the point, I know you're getting stiffer because of the CP, but you don't want to get to the point where...
Dude, I'm walking enough. I know, I got understand what you're saying, but it's not because I'm not walking, it's the CP. See, it's the CP getting worse, that's why I'm getting stiffer. It's not because I'm not walking.
Right.
I'm walking, I'm fine. I can walk with the feet. What the chair? So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm using the
chair. You know, use your feet to push, or whatever.
I'm using the chair for tonight. And then tomorrow, what I'm going to do is, I have a plan for tomorrow.
See.
I have a plan.
Use your physical therapy. See what your physical therapist says about the walker, if it's safe or not, or if she thinks it's safe.
Yep. And I also have a plan for the occupational therapist, that little bitch.
You don't let them come in because they don't get anything done? They don't do anything?
They're wanting to talk to my home health aide, and I'm like, no. We have a system. She's been working with people that have cerebral palsy, people that have numbers of disabilities for 30 years. We got it down pat. She knows what to do. Thank you for your advice. Goodbye.
But they're still coming.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell her, if she even fucking talks to the aide, I'm going to fucking flat out rip. I said, you don't need to be giving her advice. I said, I'm fine on my own. I said, the only reason why I asked you out here was to help me put labels on things. You don't need to give my... fucking home health aid tips. We got it already, bro. Thank you, bye. Get the fucking hell out of my apartment. You already labeled the shit. Get the hell out and bye. I'm done with your shit. I'm already depressed as it is. I just want to get this fucking day over with so I can lay on my bed and sleep and go to bed at a reasonable fucking time. We already have to do the races tomorrow. So I have to be up 5:30. After 5:30 hits, after the interview hits, I'm gone. I'm going to bed. I'm flat out going to bed. I need my sleep.
Because Wednesday, you got a pat day on Wednesday.
Exactly.
What are you doing Wednesday? You doing stuff Thanksgiving and Wednesday, or?
I'm gonna go talk to Joseph. And
If he's up there.
I'm gonna go talk to Joseph. I'll be back when I get back.
Okay. Alright.
Stay connected to your box. And I'm gonna message when I get back.
Okay. Alright.